I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Windsor, Ontario, sits just across the Detroit River from Michigan's largest city. The Canadian town is home to much of Canada's auto industry. Between the two cities sits two of the busiest border crossings in the United States, the Windsor Tunnel and the Ambassador Bridge. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio has this look at the long, enduring relationship between Windsor and Detroit, and fears that homeland security may change that dynamic.
The lunchtime crowd is just beginning to fill the seats at Agave, the fashionable new Mexican restaurant in Midtown Detroit. Operations Director George Manjanis says customers come from all over the Metro Detroit area to eat here, but he says it's often Canadian traffic that makes the difference at the cash register.
Windsor is more of a suburb of downtown Detroit than anything else. We get a lot of back and forth, and depending on the strengths of the U.S. dollar or the Canadian dollar, we'll pretty much tell you how many people will be coming over this way or people leaving and going over that way.
Majanis explains that the higher the value of the Canadian dollar relative to the U.S. dollar, the more Canadians travel to the U.S. to dine and shop. When the Canadian dollar falls, more Americans travel to Windsor for the same purposes. But Majanis says he's worried that a new plan to require passports for everyone crossing from Canada into the U.S. is going to hurt his restaurant.
Not everybody is going to be walking around with a passport. There's going to be a certain amount of people who won't just get a passport if the only reason for the passport is to come over here. And we're definitely concerned about that.
The plan Majanis refers to is called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. The Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004 requires that by 2008 that all people traveling to Canada have a valid passport to reenter the United States. And relatively few Detroiters, a predominantly black city, own passports. The extent of their travels outside the U.S. has been to Canada next door. And making sure the Detroit-Windsor border crossings remain safe has become a priority for regional agencies. Dick Blouse is president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. He says he's all for security, but he wants to make sure it gets done in a way that won't hurt area businesses, such as restaurants and professional hockey.
Let's just think about Red Wings games. I have a feeling there's a lot of Canadians that come over to Red Wing games. If that family in Canada wants to come over, it would mean they'd have to have a passport for every member of that family. And they probably just aren't going to do that. A passport costs $100.
And the business communities from both sides of the border want to make sure there aren't any snags when the world's attention is on Detroit 3 months from now for Super Bowl 40. A group of cheerleaders kicks off an event here at Windsor's Convention Center. The NFL and Windsor Mayor Eddie Francis unveiled a special logo to commemorate the city's participation in Super Bowl 40 activities in collaboration with Detroit. But during a recent press conference, Mayor Francis was forced to address concerns about border crossing during the festivities.
There are a number of plans in place in terms of how people are going to get shuttled from the Windsor to the Detroit Ford Field and other venues. This is something that the NFL takes seriously. They have the experts, they have the people on board, and the plans are in place, and people are going to have a great time when they're at the game.
The cities of Detroit and Windsor will do their best to pull off one of the few northern Super Bowls without incident. Security will be tight at the game and throughout the region in early February, but with thousands of tourists coming to the region for the event and hundreds of millions more watching on television, it's an effort the region doesn't want to botch. But Windsor Mayor Francis and officials on the Detroit side of the border are working to assure that the Super Bowl will yet be another successful example of the unique international relationship between local communities in Canada and the United States. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.